Shabbos Yerushalmi, cross-linked to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph, on the last line of the page. The word Sofek Hasheicha, Sofek Ein Hasheicha. Sofek Hasheicha, Sofek Ein Hasheicha, if it's doubtfully nightfall. Ma'ase be-Rabbi Eliezer, Shehaya Goisis, Erev Shabbos and Hasheicha, V'nichnas Hukonos, Benoi Lachleitzis Tshilov. And we skip the next part and it should say, Go Aboy V'yotza B'Nazifa. The case occurred in which Reb Lezer was goitis on his deathbed on Erev Shabbos, close to dark. His son Hukonos entered to take off his father's tefillin, and Reb Lezer scolded him, and he left amidst a harsh reprimand. Yatzalei b'hayatzeyek v'amor oili shenitva daitol shel abba. Hukonos left and screamed, "Woe to me, my father's mind is confused." Amolei daitcha hu shenitva daitihu loy nitva. If you say enough, the mitzvah zaneh, she admits this mitzvah v'chayiv ma'alei ha'koveis, v'vassal echleis tefillin, she'en ela rishus, v'en ela shrus, I should say. This is a piece that was taken out a few lines ago. Reb Lezer said, "No, your mind is confused. My mind is not. You abandoned the mitzvah of Ne'er Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, and one who does it on Shabbos is chayiv ha'koveis, and you came to remove my tefillin, which is only a rishus, means to remove them at night, and is only an issur midrabbanan to put them on at night." If Tamidim saw that he answered with Chochma, they entered and were asking him, and he told them correctly, what is Tami, what is Tor. At the end he said, Tahor, and it was just then his soul departed, and they said, it's recognizable that Rebbe is Tahor. Rav Mana ba'ad kadoin nika. Mana said, well, also we always knew that he was tall. So what do we mean here that he was tall? That it's recognizable until now means that he died amidst being metaher. Nichnas of Yeshua v'chalot zis tefillah v'hay magaf v'hay menashkoi u'boiche. V'hay me Rebbe, Rebbe Huta b'haneder, Rebbe Rechev v'sol u'foroshov. Yeshua entered, removed his tefillin, and he was hugging and kissing him and crying. He said, Rebbe, Rebbe, the neder is lifted. I mean, they had excommunicated him due to the disagreement over the achnai oven. Rebbe, rechav yiso ufarashav. Ein madbilin es hakelim. The Mishnah said that one may not immerse kelim. Mafisim mekelim gadolim of mekelim katalim ma'arim aleihim umadbilam. Amish is discussing large kelim, but one may scheme about small kelim to use them and immerse them. It looks like he's using them to draw water or rinsing them to clean them. Tani v'yoshia v'malehu adam v'kli tamim v'nabor v'amalav madbilay. V'yoshia said in a brisa that one may fill a tamim kli from a pit and scheme to immerse it. Tani nafal dole l'seichabor nafal kele l'seichabor v'amalehim madbilam. The brisa says if one's bucket fell into a pit or one's kelim fell into a pit, even if they're partially out of the water, you may scheme about them and fully immerse them. Two Amorim disagreed about this. One said that this is even for Kalim that became Tami through an Avatuma. The other said this only for Kalim that became Tami with Midrabanan through a Vlad Hatuma. Mesiv Manda Amma, you should say Bevlad Hatuma, Le Manda Amma Ba'avatuma, Baha Ta'in Heir Shemesh. The Gemara asked that the one who said a Vlada Tumah against the one who said an Abba Tumah asked the question that it needs hair of Shemesh when we not use it until Matzah Shabbos, which means he's working on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Amalei b'roitza lishtamish b'hen chulin b'tahara. The one who said Abba Tumah answered that the case is that he wanted to use it for chulin b'tahara, hair of Shemesh is needed only for Tumah or for Kodjim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Ashi, Isha Pikacha Madicha Kois Kan Kara Kan Tamkoi Kan Runes Mabetzes Espesa Veshabbos. Vimia quoting of Zeira, quoting of Cheba Ashi, said that a clever woman rinses a cup here, a bowl here, and a plate here, and it turns out that she wets the floor of the entire house to stop the dust from rising, which one may not overly wet the floor. Of Ma'asim said Demai, Misha says when it's Safek dark, one may tithe Demai. Yosi v'shem Reyavo, Chizki v'shem Yehuda ben Pazi, you can say, Demi tiken, Demi lo tiken. Yosi quoting Reyavo, Rabbi Chizkiah quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Parsi said that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol enacted Demai, and he coined the word Demai because it partially resembles something that was fixed and partially resembles something that was not fixed. The Mishnah said we'll make an Eruv and wrap hot food to keep it warm. Limited this by saying that we permit Eruvei Chatzeiros, but not Eruvei Tchumim, because they have an asmachta from the Torah. Har Nalach Perek by Madlikin.